Last week, we introduced a series that is in line with our theme for the year 2022 that says, Inuka, tear down, build up. We have been looking at this theme now for the whole half of the year, and now we are into the second half, into the third quarter. And we have come from tearing down. We started there. We've gone to, excavating the soil and getting onto the solid ground, the solid rock, Jesus Christ, on whom every one of us is established. And as we have continued, the house, the building is rising, it's coming up. And for this series, it is entitled The Builder's Welfare. Because as we continue building, you realize there are many things that come your way that would discourage you from continuing to build along with Jesus. And this is why we thought it wise, with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, to look at the welfare of those that are building along with Jesus Christ. And because this has been very, very exciting for me to think about, when you focus on the question that Peter, together with his disciples, went to Jesus in Matthew 19. I'm just doing a recap. This is not new. The disciples went to Jesus. Matthew 19, 27. I'm reading NLT, New Living Translation. Then Peter said to him, I doubt whether that was saying or asking. Maybe let me rephrase this. And Peter asked him, we've given up everything to follow you. What will be there for us? And every one of us, in every situation, and right now when we think about, we are in such a political, in a political season, I think this question is being asked everywhere, right, left, center. Yesterday, my wife and I were in a campaign trail. Did I say that? No. We just happened to be coming from one direction and the campaign trail was going the other direction. So we were not there. But now we had to, it was such a long trail that we parked for like 30 minutes so that it can give way for us. There are those mega, mega trailers going out and talking about who and who. And because as Grace Hill, by the way, we do not have any political stand. We do not stand on the right. We do not stand on the left. We give every one of our members the freedom to choose where they want to stand, because every one of us is free and is entitled to their opinion. So this tulikuwa kwa mrengo huo hapo katikati with a lot of noise, and we had to withstand this for like 30 or so minutes. And I'm saying this to bring out the point that even the man who was following from nowhere, there are people who are following from very, very closely. There are people who are even allowed to hang on that very SUV that is carrying who is who. Those ones, it is clear to them what is here for me. But even those who are following from very far, you still find, even if it is a cap or a cape, I don't know which school you went to, a cape, a cap, whatever, they have something that answers to them what is here for me. And the disciples were also at some point in life, they were there asking the question, Jesus, we have left everything to come and follow you. We have left everything to come and build a kingdom and a name for yourself. What is there for us? And when we started, we said among the things that Jesus promised to his disciples and to us, to those that are building along, is that we will be building from the from what do I want to say? We are building from the premises of peace. He gave to the disciples his assurance when he says, "And peace, my peace, I leave unto you." That is the thing that we were looking at last Sunday, that Jesus is calling us to work for him, to build in his kingdom from the premises of having peaceful minds and peaceful hearts. And today, we are going to look at a second P. And the whole of the series will be just peace. P. No, you know, I talked about peace. And today I'm talking about another P. And next week we are going to have another P. So that it can be very easy for you to relate. You know, when you go to sleep, when you are right in your bed, you only need to remember it was starting with letter P and you can claim your promises. So there was the promise of peace that Jesus promised to his disciples. Today, we are going to look at the promise, the benefit. What is there for me? The benefit of protection and preservation. Protection and preservation. But I want, before I go to the details of that, that will be mainly what I'll be dealing with. But I found a psalm which, if I had all the time to build up this message here, I would have wanted us to look into details at Psalm number 91. I'm reading the whole of it. And I might be reading it again, but that doesn't tell me that you don't, doesn't tell you not to listen now and wait for the time that I will be reading it again. I might not. But listen here. Psalm number 91, from verse 1 to 16. Now, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. Amen. Now, when you feel good about the psalm, when you feel good about what I'm saying, you are free to say amen. You are free to stand up and say, "Preach it, Pastor." But today is very cold. My wife will remember a guy who used to be in church that we were a part of. And when the message was very hot, Rollins will come running to the stage and he will tell you, "Yes, Pastor, preach it on. Hey, tell this one." I wish Rollins was here and we would be cheered up. Because I see many of us that need to hear this psalm and hear it with both of our hearts and our minds open, that we may know that this is our message. You do not need Lawrence to come and tell you. Tell her. You know, the one that looks like they are peaceless. So now, sorry. "For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from every deadly disease." At least someone has said amen. Yes, keep it up. Let's say amen, because this is the way that our promises will be revealed. We will partake and we are possessing. "Do not be afraid of the terror of the night, for nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the diseases that stalk in the darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 falls at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, this evil will not touch you." Just open your eyes. Hallelujah. Just open your eyes, and what will you see? And see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home, for he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands so that you will not hurt your foot on a stone. Amen. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and sharp serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. Hallelujah. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them salvation. Hallelujah. My wife will also remember a day that we went to church. And the guy that was supposed to be, that the guy that was preaching came and led a psalm and said, may the Lord bless you. And everybody bursted into prayers. Everybody, I mean, there was no feeling like katujahubiriwa. And I felt like I would do this for this particular time. When I repeat this psalm and I tell you, nimemaliza kuhubiri, go and enjoy that blessing of the Lord for the week. How I wish that we would be that kind of a congregation. And people were there lying on the floor and calling upon the name of the Lord, claiming those promises. How I wish that we could respond to this psalm with personality that tells you that it is mine. This protection. And I wish we were leading this on a Wednesday, because on Wednesday we sit down to get to the details with a pin. What is the scripture saying here? What is this scripture telling you? The Lord will basically protect you from the enemies, from the arrows that fly by day, even from the mosquitoes that fly at the evening. And he says, you know himself, can you listen to this? I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with long life and give them my salvation. There is a verse that I found so interesting in the book of Ruth. Maybe I should have not told you where it is, so that if I quoted it, I like a preacher who, there is one of my very favorite old men who speaks the word of God as it is. And one of the things that he does, he comes up and reads a scripture, abstract from nowhere. And he doesn't quote, and he asks the question, the congregation, do you think this is a quotation from Shakespeare, from the Bible, from the Daily Nation? And there are scriptures that would be read, and many people will be convinced that must have been from the Daily News. And then he will tell you where it is. I wish I would have done the same thing. A scripture that says, the Lord reward you for seeking protection from him. Where is that? The book of... I had just told you. I'm not too sure you would have gotten. Okay, Ruth chapter 2 and verse 12. That the Lord reward you for doing what? Seeking protection from him. The Lord wants to bless you, not just with the protection, but even with the reward for seeking that protection. The Lord has a blessing and a reward for those that seek protection from him. So, now I want to read my scripture portion for this sermon. Exodus 23 and verse 20. I'm going to read two verses. 20, skip 21, and read verse 22. This is the Lord talking to the children of Israel. And we are going to get a little deeper into this, and we are going to end on time for our salt. It says, verse 20. See, I am sending an angel to protect you along the way and lead you safely to the place I have prepared for you. Verse 22. But if you are careful to obey him, following all his instruction, then I will be an enemy to your enemies, and I will oppose those who oppose you. Don't you really feel like I feel? Like even if we came and just read that, and every one of us internalized that promise. When the Lord says, I will be an enemy to your enemy. Please, you do not have to bother who is your enemy or who is not. Because whoever signs to be your enemy, the Lord signs to be his enemy. Praise be to the name of the Lord. He has said, and I want to repeat this, I will be an enemy to your enemies, and I will oppose those who oppose you. Whoever, it doesn't matter. Is it in the office? Is it in business? Is it at school? Is it in politics for some of us? But you only need to do one thing. The condition of this, if you are careful to obey him. Now, if you read the larger portion of this, you will be excited as I was. Because how many angels do you know by name? One? Another one? And another one? Okay. There are only two. All right. Now, this is another one. But you will be surprised that the Lord says his word, my name will be on him. Please go and read Exodus 23. Vizuri, pole pole, without too much hurry. The Lord says, my name will be upon him. So obey him. And when he talks about his name, this was a portrait. This was a picture of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. He says, my name will be upon him. That name must be the name of Jesus. And why do we say this? If you look at this, theologically, you will see in this angel was vested the power to judge. He says, if you disobey him, he will have the power to punish you. So that can only be a superior being. Because angels do not punish. They are ministering spirits. But this particular one, the Lord says, he will have the power to punish you. But also, he will have the power to reward you once you obey him. So he says, be careful to obey him and follow all his instructions. Then I will be your enemy and I will be an enemy to all your enemies, and I will oppose those who oppose you. Now, when you all know I am a student of who in preparing my sermons, I try to make them very, very simple. Simplicity is one of my areas. And I didn't want to share it just the way I feel ministered to. No complications. And there is nothing, I don't have anything about complicated messages. But look at this one. The Bible, in this particular verse, it has followed, I think it is me who followed the Bible. It's not the Bible that has followed my design. Look at this, the peace. Let's follow the peace now. See, I am sending an angel before you, number one, to do what? NLT, okay, to protect you along the way. Protect you. Okay. Number one, the first P is protect you. Number two, along the way and lead you safely to the place. The second P, and I have that I have prepared for you. So there is protection, there is a place, and there is preparation God has prepared for you. And as I read this verse, I couldn't fail to be captivated by this piece, because there seems to be a flaw that God has made in a way that it will be easy for us to remember this promise. And I want to concentrate on protection. Number one, God says, I will send my angel. The other version talks about, I will send my hornet before you to guide you along, to guard you along the way. Now I want you to have a picture that God is not sending an angel before you to run ahead of you, but he is sending this angel to walk or to guide you along the way. What this one means is that the angel is walking side by side together with you. Along the way means if you sat somewhere, if you are seated where you are seated, and you want God to intervene in your situation without making a move, this angel will not be there for you. It is that he is guiding you along the way, in the journey. So, if you want to see the angel at work, you've got to make the first step. And they say a journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step. When you make the one step, the angel will be there because he is guiding you along the way. And there is that protection. He will protect you as you move on to what the Lord is calling you to do. It is in the process of doing what the Lord commands of you that more instruction is availed. Praise be to the name of the Lord. The Lord cannot reveal the whole picture. I remember standing here saying that I have driven many times at night. I have driven to Mombasa, and I have driven all the way to the other side of this nation at night. And one thing that has been very, very clear is that it is not given for me to see the whole picture. It is revealed as I get on. My headlight, or the car's headlight, can only flash to 100 meters. And once I get to 100 meters, the other 100 meters will be clearer. Praise be to the name of the Lord. And this will be your case, brethren. Maybe from where you are, you can only see darkness. Let not that darkness make you afraid of starting the journey. When you make that step, when you make 2-3 steps, the other 2-3 steps will be clearer, and by you find yourself all the way in Mombasa with a simple torch in your hand. The light that comes from the word of God. It is a light unto my... thy word and a light. So which is which? Is it the path or... okay, I leave that with you. So I am saying that this light lights up where your feet is stepping. Where your feet are stepping, that is where the word of God lights. So it is along the way. That is my take on this. That the protection is as a result of making the first step. That he will guide you along the way. God will provide assistance for what you... God will not provide assistance for what you are not already doing. He wants you to be busy doing that what he has called you and invited you to do. Once you are busy doing that, he gives you more assistance, he gives you more revelation and more protection to continue doing that what he is calling you to do. He will protect you from the dangers that you are not aware of. Protection. You know, sometimes there are dangers alongside our way and we are not aware of them. When he talks about he will protect you along the way, there are things that may have come your way. And I think reading Psalm 91, the arrow that flies at night, you may not know it is aimed at you. Praise the Lord. But you can only know it in retrospect. You can only know it when you look back and you are wondering, wow, did I pass there with all those challenges? Did I pass there with all those animals, with all those demons that would have torn me apart? Did I pass there? But the Lord will guide you and guard you along the way. Dangers that you are not aware of. But you will look back and say, the Lord made me pass through that. And I remember a singer in our old days. Nowadays, maybe those of us who are older, because I don't see any one of us who is old, they will remember this song. By and by, when that morning comes, when all the saints of God, you see, there is nobody that knows the song. Will safely be buggered at home. It's only my wife. And I keep telling you, please don't mistake my wife. She's not old. She's older. And yeah, the song used to go like that. When that morning comes, when all the saints of God will safely be gathered home, we will tell of the stories of how we overcame. We will understand it better by and by. Praise be to the name of the Lord. There is a time we will go to heaven and you look back, you see how dark the valley was. You see how dangerous the path has been and you will say, praise the Lord, now I understand it, how you made me overcome. God protect us from the dangers that we are not aware of. But sometimes, God protects us from our own prayers. Maybe you are praying for a big thing, a big breakthrough, and you think God is frustrating you, but God is protecting you from your very own prayers because God can see through your life. God does not look at you today. You know, he is not just looking at me and saying, "Haya, hapa kuna mtu anaitwa Matthew. What do I do with him?" He sees me in the future. Praise be to the name of the Lord. So sometimes you make a prayer and you think, God, have you not heard what I prayed for? God cannot just answer your prayers because he knows how bad the answer can be. Maybe you are a lady and you are wondering, God, I have been here. Nobody is looking my direction. But God did not answer your prayer and you will understand it why. This brother you have been looking at, you have prayed, God, may this guy ask me out on a date, and he passes you, just kama hauko, anaona huyo mwingine, anampereka date, na anaona, unaona tu akioana. God will not answer that prayer because he knows what is in that brother. Sometimes he answers your prayer. He protects you from your very own prayer. So somebody is taken out and they go out and they enjoy life and you are wondering, God, did you forget me? He understands the dangers that could be there where you think God would have answered your prayer. Maybe it's that promotion. You have prayed for it and the lazy bone in the office is given. You know, there are guys who come and hang the coat and they disappear. And those are the guys who are given the promotion. And you are wondering, God, did you hear what I was praying for? Sometimes God was preventing many things, many dangers that he would not answer your prayer. Maybe it was a business deal. And you know now, sasa mimi, niki, he deal, nimetoboa. God just give it to the other person simply because he knew a little bit more than you do. He does not look at you today. He looks at you today, tomorrow, and next year, 10 years down the line. He is protecting you from what you do not know. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes I may speak like this and you may feel, Pastor, niwe unafanya nisiolewe. It doesn't matter. God loves you more than that. You may hate me for sharing this, but I want to tell you, by and by, when that morning comes, utaangalia huyo dugu na huyo dada uone, kumbe, Mungu ali niokoa kutoka kwa mchezaji. Okay. Na wale watu ambao ni older wanauliza na hiyo ni nini? Praise the Lord. Sometimes I keep thinking my sermon is very short and then I realize time is over before I start. Now, the other thing that I want us to look at, and very fast, is the place. God says, I will do what? I will send an angel before you to protect you along the way and lead you to the place. Now, guys, this one makes me excited because God has a place. The children of Israel, all of them have not been there. Please remember, this generation that he is talking about, he is talking about a generation that was born in captivity. But God says, I am protecting you along the way so that I can take you safely to the place. Hallelujah. There is a place in God's mind for you. For you, there is a place specifically for you. And that place, he has done one thing. He has prepared it for you in mind. He says, I will take you to lead you safely to the place I have prepared for you. This place God has prepared for you needs a person who is prepared. But before we get to that, the place God has, he wants to bring us to the place and into the same principle. You know, Jesus comes and tells his disciples that I am going to make for you a place. That means that he is not here because of us. Praise the Lord. If it was not for us, Jesus would be here physically. But he is going, or his departure is that he will make for you a place that he has tailored for you. And therefore, I want to suggest to you that the place that God is preparing, the ultimate destiny for your own life, must be attained by passing the places God is preparing for you. Am I clear? That place, the ultimate place, can only be reached by having your path in the places that God has for you in store. Praise be to the name of the Lord. So, that place that we walk in today is not outside of God's plan. It will culminate in the place God has in mind for me and for you. Maybe you are wondering, oh God, what did I do to be in the situation I'm in? The place that you are in today will be a culmination of where, you know, God's place is where you are today will culminate in where God wants you to be. So the day and the moment you walk and where you are walking today are in God's plan for you. He has prepared where I will walk today. He is preparing where I will walk tomorrow so that I can be in a place that he has prepared for me. Hallelujah. Sometimes you may be planning, this year you are planning and you thought, when I am 30, I will be driving a big car. When I am 25, I will be married. And you all remember, most of us do remember that allegory that is given many times when you are talking to students of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And nowadays there are also 6. You remember that? The dreams of every university graduate? Aye, guys, you remember that. The one wife, the two what? The two children, and a 3-bedroom house, and a 4-wheel drive, and a 5-acre piece of land, and a 6-figure salary. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And you had that in mind, and you thought it is happening by the time I am 30. And here you are. You don't have even the one. Oh, the one wife. And you are still looking. Brethren, God has that place where you are walking today to culminate in the place that He is making for you. Do not tire waiting for Him. You have been planning, and every year, when you wake, when you start the year, you have everything placed and planned, what we call New Year resolution. This year I am surely getting married. This year I am surely driving a car. This year I'm surely buying my own plot. I am. And the year comes to an end, and you still cannot know what happened. God has that place for the culmination into His place that He's preparing for you. But in the plan that God has, in the place that He is preparing, He is also preparing you. And this is why He preserves you. This is why He protects you, so that you can be there. One among the things that He is doing is to prepare you to be the person that will be fit for what He is preparing for you. He says, I have prepared a place for you. The place that God prepares requires prepared people. So He preserves you through the places that you pass, through the people. And even from the people, He preserves you from the people. You know that the people who you have come across in your life, maybe a good number of them were out to destroy you. Have you ever looked, I know many of us who are married, have you ever looked at your life and you say, thank God I got married to my wife? When you look at those people who are, you are toying around the idea that ata huyu anaonekana ni mzuri. At least it's only Pastor Kingoli who is associating with me. You know, there are those of us who had seen that one. Unamuona vile anaikia na vile ana, and then you say, this one. But for some reason, it didn't happen. But later down the year, many years down the line, you meet with the same person and you say, thank God, hallelujah, I never got myself into this. Other sisters, they are not only brothers. You know, there are those people that God protected you from so that you can be where you are. God would have done the business that He wanted to do with Abraham. I'm just paraphrasing this story. I have it in my notes, and how I wish that we could get the time to go deeper into this. But remember the case of Abraham. God would have given a son to Abraham when he was 20. Would that challenge God? Guys, munaninyamazia aje? Would that be a challenge to God to give you a son when he is 20? No. Would God have given him when he was 30? And it would be perfect. It would be in order. But believe you me, God waited until Abraham was. So did Isaac come when Abraham was 90 or 100? All right. So it is not. God would have given him a son at 25. The ultimate, you know, when you are dreaming, like for me, I really planned to get married at 24. Don't ask me what happened. If he gave Abraham a son at 24, it would be normal. Praise the Lord. But he waited until a time there was no mistaking. This can only be God and God alone. It needed a better prepared person for a greater testimony. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Believe you me, the things that are not happening in your life are not happening so that God can prepare you for a greater testimony. That there may not be mistaking. The reason I didn't get married at 25, the reason that God waited for me is because there are people who are better used by God when they are older. Praise be to the name of the Lord. For the glory of his name, he used Abraham at 100. For the greater task, he prepares people longer. That what you have been trusting God for, that what you think he is taking a little bit too long, he is taking too long that he can make you a greater testimony of his doing. And this is why he is protecting and preserving you, that you may be that person who now says it is not by natural ability. If God gave me that, if God gave me a husband, if God gave me a wife at that age, it would be like any other. I want to encourage you. The reason God is causing you to wait is because he has a greater plan for you. You are better 30 in God's hand. Praise the Lord. You are better 40 in God's hand than you would be in 20s. Because for that particular purpose, God is preparing you for a greater testimony. Many a times, God protects us with what we think is the problem. Greater assignment needs a longer time for preparation. The longer the journey may seem, the greater the breakthrough. And I want to look at some other P's. Today I'm just talking about P's. P number one, the life of Joseph. A story that we all know. Joseph in the Bible. A journey starts with Joseph in the pit. And as if things were not bad in the pit, he leaves the pit and goes to Potiphar's house. And thinking things zimetulia, he comes from there and goes to another P in the prison. But God is preparing him for the palace. Praise be to the name of the Lord. God has preserved you through your pit, through the Potiphar's house, so that in your palace experience, you will glorify him. Praise be to the name of the Lord. The biggest mistake that we do is to remain in the pit. That me, God, you saw me when I was being heartbroken. You saw me when that deal was not just evaporated in my hands. You saw me when things were going wrong and you refused to leave the pit. And you refused to leave the Potiphar's house. You refuse completely. You choose to remain in the prison of your thought because of what has gone wrong. It is time to advance and make your advance into the palace where God was preparing you for. Praise be to the name of the Lord. The reason you have kept that small job, the reason you have kept that small salary all these days, you come from one small job to another small job to another small salary. You have been, or God is preparing you for a big breakthrough in the palace where he has always been preparing you for. Hallelujah. But as we think about this peace, there is one peace that God chose not to give to his people, but he needed their action. He says, I am protecting you to lead you to the place that you are going to possess. It is up to that place. And the step of possessing becomes yours. Praise be to the name of the Lord. He has brought you, he has prepared you, he has protected you until he brings you to the place, a place where you possess. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Refuse to stay longer in the pit and wake up to possess that what God is calling you to possess. Praise be to the name of the Lord. There is better life for you, but you must be the one that will take the possession. You must be the one that will take the step into the promised land and say, this land belongs to God, and because I am a child of God, I must possess it. And we will say with Caleb, give me this mountain. Praise be to the name of the Lord. The mountain that God has prepared for you, it is time for you to possess it. It is time for you to get in, break the ceiling, and get to the realms that God is inviting you to partake. I refuse to stay in the pit. I refuse to stay in the prison. And I want to go into the final P, the possession of the promise. Praise be to the name of the Lord. As I come to an end, in the song Amazing Grace, song that we all know, the third maybe or the fourth stanza, says through many dangers, I thought you were going to finish. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. Hallelujah. You have come through the dangers. You have come through the snares. You have come through the toils. But God is about to give you a breakthrough. It is grace that brought me this far. Hallelujah. And it is grace that is giving me to possess the promises that God has for me in the promised land. Hallelujah. And it is grace one day that will lead me home. Having said that, I want to repeat. I want to go back where I began. Not because I have no material, but because I want these words to sink in our lives. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High. And you could be that one who has chosen to remain, to dwell in the shelter of the Most High, will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare of the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God. I trust in him. He will rescue you from every trap and protect you from every deadly disease. Hallelujah. He will cover you with his feathers. Can you see the imagery? That God opens his feathers and allows you to be gathered there. What a sweet, blessed presence of God to remain under the shadow of the Almighty, where he opens his feathers and he will cover me. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the diseases that stalk you in the darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 falls at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you. You remember what Corona did? God protected you. Though thousands were dying, God says it will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you, no plague will come near your home, for he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. Hallelujah. He will hold you by his right hand so that you will not hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. Do you love the Lord? This is your promise in Jesus' name. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call me, I will answer. Hallelujah. I will be with them in trouble. So trouble will come. Dear ones, I am not standing here to tell you trouble will not come. Maybe you look at yourself and you think, my family just broke. I'm going through a heartbreak. I'm going through a divorce. I am getting sacked. I have just gotten the final warning. Trouble will come. But the Lord says, I will be with them in trouble, and I will rescue. Hallelujah. You have rescue on your side. In the times of trouble, God will rescue you, and I will also honor them. You are honored. Not by every, in Tom, but that is unfair to Tom. Okay. It's also unfair to Dick and Harry. Not by any one of those, but by God himself. He says, I will honor them. I will reward them with long life and give them my salvation. This is the welfare of the builder who is building together with God in his kingdom. May the Lord reward you for seeking the protection that is in him. Ruth chapter 2 and verse 12. May the Lord reward you, every one of you, to seek protection that is in him. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is your shepherd. May you enjoy his protection. He is committed to protect those out of his kingdom. And I want us to, maybe you can look for us that stanza of the song Amazing Grace. Through many dangers, trials and snares, you may focus on your trials and you may focus on the snares, but you say, it is grace that has brought me this far. And let us sing that with confidence, even as we respond to the protection that God has promised for us. We are protected. We are safe in him, and we will be safe not only now, even forevermore. The Lord is our refuge. He is our hiding place. Shall we stand up? Maybe we can sing the Amazing Grace, the whole of it. Let me ask Ima, together with my wife, just come and help me. Let's sing Through Many Dangers, Trials and Snares. When we look at what the Lord is doing, if you open up your eyes to see what the Lord is doing, this team will be declared redundant. This team in front here. If you look at what the Lord is doing, we are going to be getting into that gate. And we come singing and celebration. We will not need a worship leader, because we will come already falling before the Lord. We will come already lifting up our hands in worship and in celebration. The worship leaders may not have any work to do. How I pray that we are going to open our eyes and see what God is already doing, even when we do not know. When we look back, we will say, yes, the Lord is worthy to be worshipped. Amazing grace, how great.